thinking of our sister Pauline. She's just to go back to hospital again. She's not well, so we'll offer a word of prayer. I'll just open in a word of prayer. Let's sing that song. I love him, because he first loved me. And don't you love him too?
Amen.
And I love him. Lord, we gather in vain.
Yes.
But Lord, when your presence comes, it makes the difference, O God.
Amen.
Bless your holy name against us, O God. And Lord, if there's anything that we think of so much now is our sister. Father, for if one of us is down, Lord, it's like all of us being down.
Amen.
We think of our sister Pauline now. Father, she could be en route to Waterford Hospital or wherever, Lord. But Lord God, may you cancel that appointment, Lord.
Yes.
Father, let thy divine healing prevail tonight.
Amen.
Father, when she gets there, they'll tell her there's absolutely nothing.
Amen.
The dizziness
yes,
fade away. And Lord, even tomorrow, we'll see in your house, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Grant you grace.
In Carlo, Father.
Yes.
We ask your grace. Prosper, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Father, the reason Satan fights is because what was preached on Sunday,
yes,
she's just a target, Lord.
Oh,
but Lord,
yes,
how we are glad, just like Job,
amen,
Satan, he has no power over us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, he might be assigned, Lord, Father, to, Lord, as the pastor said, to shepherd us to the shepherd, because he's
yes,
a good sheepdog. But that's
yes,
who he is, Jesus.
Amen.
We claim grace and healing for our sister right now.
Yes.
And Lord, Father, we may receive, even by text or some communication, Father, that all is well.
Amen.
All is well in this time.
Yes.
Bless the saints that are coming, those that can't come. You fellowship with us, O God. Give us a song that would please the heavens.
Amen.
A song that, Lord, Father, would bring your word down. That, Lord, when we finish, Lord, we could sit in the presence, in the auspices of your holy divine presence, and you, Jehovah, would minister unto us.
Amen.
Words of life. We look to thee now. Be our portion, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sing that song because we're still in the school of wisdom. Deeper, deeper in the school of wisdom. Day in and day out. Amen. We'll never stop.
Amen.
Even Brother Max Senior is still in the school.
Amen.
As long as we're on this earth, we'll be learning more. Even after this life, we'll still be learning to say, wow, was this what it was all about?
Deeper. In the love of Jesus. Oh,
when Jesus comes. He's
out. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Before we find out from the old change the word of the songs. Blessed are you,
oh, guys back there. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this evening once again for bringing us back in your house of
worship.
Lord, this is the house of fellowship.
Yes, Lord.
This is the house of blessing.
Amen.
And this is the house of the bread.
Yes, Lord.
He came to take our daily portion of the bread.
Amen.
And we know that we will not go out as we came.
Amen.
Be with us now.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We commit our brothers and sisters who couldn't make it tonight.
Amen.
Our pastor, oh Lord, you know why he's not here. Bless him and let the blessing that is here, oh Lord, be with
him.
Brother William at work, Brother David with his car, oh Lord, we commit them into your hands.
Amen.
All those who didn't mention, oh Lord, that you know why they are not here.
Amen.
Be with them, oh Lord. Once again, bless our sister Pauline.
Amen.
Restore her health, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Because she has been a blessing. She stood for you in that town of Carmel, oh Lord.
Amen.
She has opened their doors, oh Lord.
Amen.
To complete strangers that we were, oh Lord.
Amen.
Because of the sake of the kingdom.
Oh Lord. Amen.
Now take position for her.
Amen.
And heal her in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Bless now the reading of the word.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. Exodus 23. Verse 20 to 22. And then we'll read again Zechariah 4, 6 to 7. Exodus 23. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries.
Amen.
Zechariah 4, 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Amen.
May we sit there?
Amen.
So we are still speaking on our topic. I will put my name in you. We started it Saturday before in Carmel. And why the last week we spoke about it here. And we are going to put a bit more on that today. So we are seeing that we are talking about the place of worship. Everybody knows that today, the place that God, we are message believers, we know the place God has put his name today, where we should meet and worship and offer our sacrifice, is in the message. Amen.
Amen.
But we were seeing now, because there's a danger of us just saying, okay, we believe the message, we are in the message, I'm fine, I'm at the place that God has provided for me to worship. But we wanted to see that being in the message, believing the message, is just one step in.
Amen.
But the thing is, we have to become ourselves that place that God wants to worship.
Amen.
He wants to meet us for worship. Amen.
Amen.
Because, as we saw, in the Old Testament, there was only one place from which you could offer your sacrifice.
Amen.
That was the place God said he has placed his name. So you couldn't go any other place unless you go on to that place where he had placed his name.
Amen.
So, any Israelite could take his offering and go, I don't know, in a mountain somewhere and kill it, even though he could obey every prescription of what the sacrifice should be. But since it was not in the provided place, it was not accepted. Amen.
Amen.
In the New Testament now, the prophet comes. The Bible says, God has decided now to put his throne in your heart and in my heart. So the dwelling place of God is not in the temples as it was in the Old Testament anymore. It's not in the person, in your personal human's heart. That's where God stays, that's where he stays, and that's where he has put his name. So you can't start worshiping without knowing where God's name is placed in your day. God has decided now that today your heart is his throne. So if his name is not in you, you are not a worshiper. Because you are not worshiping him from the right place, and your sacrifice will not be accepted. So you have to make sure that as a believer in the New Testament, the place that God has placed his name is your heart.
Amen.
And God must be inside your heart for you to even start worshiping. Amen. Amen. Listen to what the prophet says. He says, God in his heart make him believe things he speaks about my heart and your heart. It's in Revelation chapter 4, 61, the first of all. God is in his heart making him believe things that he cannot see. God is on his heart. In the heart of man is the throne of God.
Amen.
You get it? God made his throne in the heart of man. Amen.
Amen.
So the place now where God has decided to place his name is in your heart, is in my heart. And if you didn't, God is not in your heart, you have not even started.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because you have to offer your sacrifice where God dwells.
Amen.
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 So now we are going to see. We believe that we are message believers. Amen.
Amen.
We have made the first step, believing the message. And I believe, that we have made God come into our heart. We have opened our hearts, as we are seeing last time. We didn't want to keep God only in the kitchen or in the sitting room, but we brought him in our bedroom, where we have in intimacy with him, where we get his seed and we bear his name. We have gone to the wedding ceremony. He has given us his name, and now we are sitting and we are believers with God in our hearts.
Amen.
And I believe that every one of us, we are at that position.
Amen.
If you are not there yet, it's time to do it. But
Amen.
Now I'm speaking from that position. Amen. And we are going up. Amen.
Amen.
So, it's a responsibility now. When God comes into your heart, when you become the temple of God, where God dwells, where God makes his dwelling place, it's a big responsibility. And there's a lot that goes with it. So that if you are not careful to notice what power you carry in you, you may end up causing many damages. Amen. On the other end, because you have become that place of worship of God, that dwelling place of God, if you, brother, you, sister, you fail to consider your brother and sister as the dwelling place of God, as a temple of God, and you don't treat him with the right approach, you may end up in big trouble. Because we shouldn't see us, each other, inside his flesh, through his flesh. But I should see my brother and sister as the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
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 If I see you as the dwelling place of the living God, I have to take a certain approach into my dealings with you.
Amen.
you have to take a certain approach into your dealing with him. Because it's not that flesh of Eli anymore, but that flesh veils God. God is sitting there. Amen. So we are going to see through the Old Testament how the place God was deciding to place his name, how that place has been treated. How people, what approach people should take in regard to that place.
Amen.
Because it's easy for us to read it in the Old Testament, to say, okay, the tabernacle was built, people were reverent in the way they were approaching the tabernacle. But we fail to notice it today, that that same reverence, we have to have it towards our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Because they are now the impersonation of that old tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we are going to see now what happened in the Old Testament. How people had to approach that place, that dwelling place of the living God. First, it's in Genesis, Genesis 19. No, it's Exodus 19, verse 12. After Moses brought them out of Egypt, they were on their way to the promised land. But God wanted them to see him, because Moses told them about meeting God, about a certain God, but they wanted to see the God that Moses worships in the mountain. So God told them, I will come down on top of the mountain. I will make that mountain my temporary place of dwelling. Amen. I'll make it my temporary home. But as long as that place was a temporary home of God, even though before it was a Mount Sinai that everybody knew, he could go and sleep and hunt and do whatever. But from the moment it became the dwelling place of God, God said nobody should approach it. There was now a certain approach to your dealing with that mountain. Amen. The Bible says, and thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. Amen. Yeah. So, since that place had become a dwelling place of God, the approach that people could take toward that place, was now different. You couldn't go and say, this is the mountain I was playing when I was a child. I can just go and play. No, now it was go on the mountain.
Amen.
And you couldn't go and touch. There were some rules. There were some instructions that you have to follow. And you, if you don't follow the instructions, that will come.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
So your approach to that place, there was a certain respect. There was a certain reverence, not because of the mountain, but because of the presence of God on the mountain.
Amen.
And the presence of the living God on the mountain made it something different.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about the dwelling place of the living God. We are talking about the name of God in you.
Amen.
So don't look down upon yourself sometimes. Because we fail to consider what we are. We carry the power of all the heaven in us. Amen.
Amen.
The living God in you make you someone different.
Amen.
My look, my approach towards my brother, James, I should take a different pair of lenses to look at him. Because if I only stop to look at his flesh, I will fail to see the living God.
Amen. Amen.
So that mountain, it became something that if you don't take heed, if you don't pay heed to what Moses said, if you are not reverent to understand what Moses said, you would go and do something that will bring trouble in your life. Amen. After that, God told Moses to build a tabernacle. So he wanted to change his dwelling place.
Amen.
They built it, we know the story, and the Shekinah came, and we know the three parts, we were talking about it last time. In the holiest of holies was the dwelling place of God. That's where he had placed his name. So anyone who would come to worship, there was a certain approach to coming to that place.
Amen.
You couldn't just go anyhow and enter that place, you would die. Because there was judgment for anyone who wouldn't keep a certain reverent approach to the place where God had placed his name.
Amen.
Even the high priest, he was authorized to go into that place once a year. But even if he was authorized, he had to go into a certain, he had to prepare himself. He couldn't go anyhow.
That's right.
He had to dress in a certain way.
That's right.
He had to smell in a certain way.
Hey, man.
He had to walk in a certain way.
Amen.
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 He couldn't just go because I'm a high priest. I can go and this is the place where God has put his name. I can go because I'm a high priest. First, if he already went there for the day of the atonement for that year, he says, okay, I'm the high priest. I can go a second time for the for this year. That was not a reverent approach.
That's right.
He would fall down the same day.
That's right.
Even if it was the appropriate time to go, but if he was not dressed in a certain way,
amen.
He died.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If he didn't walk to go into there in a certain way, he would die. Amen.
That's right.
So it's very important for us to understand, because we are taking it physically first, but spiritually, we have to understand that some of the things we do to each other, they are deadly, my brother.
Amen.
They are deadly, because if only you consider that your sister is the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
You are a priest. You make, we are, the Bible says we are a kingdom of priests.
That's right.
But even though you are a priest, you are not allowed to go to approach it anyhow. The way you deal with your brother, the way you deal with your sister, you make cold curse on you. You make get yourself into big trouble because you failed to consider. The Bible says you didn't discern the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's very important. And I said it, I believe we are all, you know, baptized with the Holy Spirit. And from the moment you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you become the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
Pay heed to what God said about his temple. Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't joke around those things.
That's right.
We are going to see many examples. God doesn't joke about these things. So if someone is serious about God's business, he has made his decision to abandon the world, to come, to get baptized, to give his life to Christ, and the Lord gives him the Holy Spirit, that person becomes a different person.
Amen.
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 So, in the tabernacle now, there was a time two priests, they says, okay, you know, we are priests. We are allowed to enter the holiest of the holies. So, it's our place. You know, they became so used to the temple. They became, they saw it as nothing. It's like, you know, when you become used to your job,
that's right,
you start making some mistakes,
that's right,
that you shouldn't have made.
Amen. That's right.
You see someone who has been a driver for 30 years, but the day make an accident, you wonder, is he a learner or is he an experienced driver?
That's right.
Because of negligence.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. When you get used to someone, you start seeing him as your friend. Never get used with God, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Never get used to God. God is not our friend. God is there. We are his children. But if you mess up with God, you may end up in big trouble. Amen. So those two priests, they were Aaron's children. You know, they just said, Aaron is our father. He's the first high priest. So we are his children. We can do whatever we like, you know. Anyway, we were in Aaron when he was anointed. We were his children. We anointed with him. So we know the temple, the holy of the holy. We enter there every day. We know everything. The Bible says in Leviticus 10, verse 1, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not.
That's right.
And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Right.
Amen.
So they became so used, they said, okay, it's just a place we are used to go and offer sacrifices. They forgot that it was the place God had put his name. And when we read in Exodus, he said, I will put my name in that angel and provoke him not. Amen.
Sir. Amen.
Provoke him not, because if you do provoke him, he will not forgive you.
That's right.
Don't play around the place where God had put his name.
Amen.
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 The Bible says, I'm going to read it again. He says, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For I will not pardon your transgression.
That's right.
For my name is in him. Don't profane the child of God.
Hallelujah.
Willingly. Don't offend the child of God willingly.
Amen.
And don't get you. Because some of the things people did that put them in trouble, it was not even willingly. It was sincerely. But they were so used to doing a certain things, they forgot that God doesn't pardon the wrong mistakes. Look, have a different look to your brother and sister now. Because the angel will not pardon you.
That's right.
If you mess around the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, these two children of Aaron, they came, they brought their own fire. Well, God said, I'm a jealous God. I don't like any other God before me.
Sure.
God being himself a fire, they went and brought their own foreign fire to come and compete with God. They thought it was just a joke. Maybe they were showing people, you know, I'm a priest. I can do this. I can do that. Come and see. But they fell dead. Amen. So it's very important, your approach to the devil, your approach to the place God had placed his name. So it's very important for us. If you don't realize it, if you don't realize what is in your brother, what is in your sister, it's very dangerous.
Hallelujah.
Because he is the dwelling place of the living God. Don't forget that. He is the living, the dwelling place, he is the temple of God.
Amen.
Some of the things that the Bible says, you need to read it now through these lenses. Take now these glasses and read those quotes. Read now those verses and you will understand why.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God said that.
Amen.
Let's take one scripture in Matthew 18, 67. The Bible says, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which I believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offenses come.
Amen.
You know why Jesus was saying that? If you offend one of these my little, because at your eyes it may be just as little as you know, as an ant. But don't forget that that person that you see as an ant in your eyes is the dwelling place.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
God had placed his name in him. And is the name of God being in him, God said, don't provoke him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God said, don't provoke him because my name is in him.
That's right.
And he will not forgive your offenses.
That's right.
If you go and play around. That's why
Amen.
Jesus said, it would be better for you that they put a millstone. Have you ever seen that stone?
Yes, sir.
It's massive.
Amen.
It's very big. He said, it would be better for you that they put it, they attach it to your neck and drown you, rather than you provoking, offending one of his little. Because that little person has made his body, his heart, the dwelling place of the living God.
Amen.
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 So we must be very, very careful. When God calls someone, it's not just about being a minister on the pulpit.
Yes.
God can call you to be a doorkeeper.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Can call you to clean the toilet in the church.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
God can call someone in any position in the church.
Amen.
We have to respect each other.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It's God ministering to the body through that person you are seeing.
Amen.
The prophet says, if you don't respect the person, respect his office.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't, the office is God in the person. And you are offending the living God. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why we need to take a different approach to these things now.
Mm-hmm.
We are the body of Christ. Christ dwells in us. Christ, we must see Christ in each one of us.
Amen.
Moses was just a man of blood and flesh like me and you. He grew up in a certain family. And his brother and sister, at a certain stage, they failed to notice that the gift of God is in this man. For them, it was just that little Moses that they pampered. It was just that little Moses that they helped to throw in the Nile.
Yes, sir.
For Miriam, Moses was just that baby that, you know, he couldn't see Moses differently because he knew him the way he grew up, everything. So for him, he could come anyhow. It's okay, up to a certain level. He's your brother, he's your sister, you are in the same family. But when it comes to the gift, be careful.
Amen.
Don't mess up. Amen.
Amen.
It may be your husband. It's okay as long as you are dealing husband and wife business. It may be your child as long as you are dealing about child and mother business. But when it comes to the gift, be careful. Amen.
Amen.
When it comes to the gift of God, be careful.
Amen.
You may seal your eternal destiny because you didn't discern the body of the Lord.
Amen.
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 So Moses, the prophet, says in the unveiling of God, 64, 14th of June. Now Moses, God had veiled himself in this prophet to speak his word to the people. Moses was the living God to them. Amen.
Amen.
So the man, the boy Miriam was looking at, seeing the baby he helped to drop at the Nile, he was not that Moses anymore. The prophet says he was the living God to them.
Amen.
Amen.
The living word of God manifest. That the reason his face was veiled. Amen.
Amen.
It was not the same person anymore. Moses had ceased to be that Moses that they knew. Since the moment he met the pillar of fire. The prophet says the pillar of fire came into Moses. And Moses was carrying the pillar of fire with him.
Amen.
That's why Pharaoh got cursed. Amen. Because
Amen.
He didn't understand that this is not the boy you were playing with here.
Yeah.
He had met something different, and he's coming to me as a different person.
Yeah.
Pharaoh missed to understand that. Moses was veiling the pillar of fire. And messing up with Moses was just getting you in trouble. All the people who messed up around Moses, they ended up in big trouble.
Mm.
Amen. Pharaoh was drowned in the sea.
Amen.
The other people that raised against Korah and the other people, they ended up very bad. And now we see his own sister in the sermon, Respect, 61,
Amen.
The 15th of October.
Hallelujah.
And then one day we find out that even Miriam, a prophetess, and Aaron, the high priest, made fun of Moses.
That's right.
Made fun of Moses' wife because she was an Ethiopian. Amen. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Moses' choice. That's what the prophet says. That wasn't Moses' choice. But then they stood up and started laughing. Ah, you see, Moses is a Jew. He himself is the one who wrote us the law. He said you shouldn't marry this and this and that. But look at his wife, an Ethiopian. I believe she was a black. Because I've never seen a white Ethiopian. Amen.
Amen.
So they started laughing at Moses. Even though in their eyes it was a mistake, but it was God's commandment to Moses.
Amen.
They were looking at the prophet's mistakes. They were looking at the prophet's witnesses. Listen, he said this. Listen, my brother, my sister, when it comes to the gift, be very careful.
That's right.
Don't mess up. Don't mess up. Because you may end up in big trouble. To their own eyes, they were right. You know, they could justify themselves. No, Moses says this. It is written here, Moses. You said it here. But look at your wife. And not only they could say that, even the approach, the prophet said they made fun of him. They were laughing at him. That wasn't Moses' choice. That was God's choice for Moses. And when they made fun of it, that angered God in such a way until he struck Miriam. The prophet is full of leprosy. Moses' own sister, she was making fun and irreverence to God's messenger, the messenger of the covenant of the day.
Yes,
so there stood Miriam. God said, call Miriam. Now when, you know, after they messed up and everything went wrong with them, Miriam was full of leprosy, Aaron went in very big fear, they went and they started pleading Moses. Please, Moses. Please, Moses. Why? Because in Moses, amen, in Moses, there was not only the throne of judgment. In Moses was also the throne of grace. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to see that aspect as well. Because someone can say, okay, I'm powerful, you know. I have God in me. I can call anything that happened here. It will happen. I can curse you. No. You are the dwelling place of the living.
Amen.
And inside that dwelling place, there was the throne of judgment.
Amen.
And the throne of grace. Amen.
Amen.
There was the mercy seat as well. So in you, there is the mercy seat and the throne of judgment. Amen.
Right.
Yes,
so
sir.
Moses, they provoked him and the judgment came out. But the mercy seat in Moses
Amen.
Pleaded for the
people.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to be
yes,
balanced.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We have to be balanced in what we do.
Mm.
So Moses went and pleaded for the people. Pleaded for Miriam. Since he had in him the name of God, the dwelling place of God was in him, the throne, the two thrones were in him, when he utilized the mercy seat for the favor of the people, God listened to him. And he came, he said, call Miriam and call Aaron, your brother and sister, stand before me. God says now, don't you fear God? In other words, you talk about Moses, you are talking about me. If you can't respect Moses, you don't respect me. And he says, if you say something against him, you are saying it against me. Amen. That's where you see the importance of understanding the gift in the man.
That's right.
Do whatever you want with the man, but don't touch the gift.
Mm.
And sometimes it's different to split the man and the gift. Sometimes it's different because he's valuing God in him. So be reverent, be respectful.
Amen.
And I'm insisting it's not only about the pulpit here. Because many times we respect the preacher. Many times we are reverent to the preacher, but we fail to see God in your neighbor.
Sure.
You fail to see God in your sister. You fail to see God in your children. You fail to see God in your wife. Amen.
Amen.
Very, very important. These principles. Otherwise, you may end up in big trouble.
Amen.
So Miriam and Aaron, they stood up before God, and God told them, don't pray again. And Moses interceded for them, and Miriam got healed. So, as long as Moses was the place where God had put his name, he became someone different. And the way dealing with Moses had to become something different. Amen. The prophet carried on saying, he speaks now about the prophet Elisha. Because sometimes we can say, okay, I'm just a small child. You know, I can play around things and do this and that. But God have no respect. And as parents, we have that responsibility of teaching our children to be reverent to the things of God. To respect other believers because they are the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
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 We need to teach them from their infancy that they have to look at their brother, at the sister, at the pastor, at the song leader, at the Sunday school teacher, as the dwelling place of the living God. If they don't, my brother, I would prefer to leave my child at home rather than bringing him in church and get cursed in church. And die inside the church. Amen. Because he was not reverent to the word of God. Because he didn't pay heed to where God had placed his name.
Amen.
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 It's very important.
That's right.
The prophet says, in the same sermon, respects, I remember another time, there were some 11 children. They had been raised up in the home. He's talking about when Elijah got raptured.
Hallelujah.
And the spirit came down on Elisha.
Right.
And Elisha was bullying, you know, the children came and they started mocking him. The prophet said, so he passed down to a certain city, and the children, little children of that city, ran out, making fun of him, saying, you old bald head, why don't you go up like Elijah did? See, they didn't believe Elijah went up. The prophet said, to begin with, they didn't even believe that Elijah was raptured. So they were just making fun of the word. They said, they didn't believe Elijah went up. There it is. It wasn't the disrespecting of the man. It was disrespecting his message. And the people, I bet they laughed to one another. They said, hey, look, they're that bunch of holy rollers, fanatics, saying that that man went to heaven without dying. Amen. That's what they were saying. Horses came down. We didn't see any horse. The old fellow died, and they buried him somewhere. And they are trying to make a lot of something to do about it. So they were teaching their children now. The prophet says, the parents, they were teaching their children. The children heard their parents discussing about Elijah not being raptured. They were just making fun in the house, seated, you know, around the barbecue, say, oh, you know, that's Elijah. Oh, they are just making a story. He's dead somewhere, they buried him, that they are just not lying that he has been raptured. And the children caught it.
What?
The children caught it. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, and they were giving disrespect. And that, what did Elisha do? He turned in the power of the Spirit and cursed those children. The prophet carried saying, if any damn kids had said now, if their father and mother had said, now look, children, They say that Elijah was taken up. Now, we don't know about that. But anyhow, I don't know whether it's true or not. But I tell you, the best thing to do is just don't say nothing about it.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Just go ahead. When the man of God will pass, we hear he's coming down through the city today. So if a father could tell his child regarding Elijah, they are saying that Elijah has been raptured. We didn't see it. We didn't see any horse in the city. We didn't see anything. But Elijah not saying anything about it. Because we don't know whether it's true or it's false. But we know at least that man Elijah was a man of God. Because in the Old Testament, there were two ways to meet God or to seek God's will. It was the temple or the prophet. Amen. So if you wanted to meet God, you could go and see the prophet, or you could go to the temple. So a prophet was a dwelling place of God. He was carrying the name of God with him. And a respectful parent could say to his child, that man we know is a man of God. He may have been raptured. He may not have been raptured. But for now, you don't say anything about it.
Amen.
We hear he's coming down through the city. He's going to have a street meeting up there. If he does, if you children on the road to school today meet him, just say, how do you do, Reverend? How do you do, sir? Or something like that. But instead of that, no doubt, they had been told at home. They heard Papa and Mama sit at the table and laughing at one another, saying, what do you know? They say that old Holy Roller was taken up. Did you ever believe anything like that? And they say, this little old bald-headed fellow, and he's coming down through there today and going to hold the street meeting. Expect us to believe such nonsense as that? So the little children was taught that at home.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Be very careful the way you teach the children at home. The way you discuss about church businesses at home. Amen.
Right.
It's very important because you may end up bringing your children in trouble. Not because of the children, but because of you. The prophet says, these children, they didn't know anything about it.
Amen.
But they heard their parents at home criticizing Moses.
Right.
So Elijah. Making fun of the prophet Elijah. That bald-headed man is just dead somewhere. They're hiding. It's nonsense and this and that. The children are repeaters. The children are reproducers. They see what you do and they go and reproduce it. And the prophet says, they got killed because of. The prophet said, if they'd been taught reverence and respect, they'd have walked out there before that prophet of God and asked for prayer for themselves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But they've been taught to sneak up and laugh and to make fun. About like the children of today. So Elisha cursed them. In the name of the Lord. Not because of the children, but because of the irreverent parents that had brought the children up that way to disrespect God. Amen.
Amen.
Very, very important.
Yes,
not
sir.
Because of
Amen.
The children, but because of you parents. You have to teach them. We have to teach our children to respect people of God. To respect the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Because we believe that this is not the dwelling place of God. But you and me, we bring God here. Amen.
Amen.
God in me, God in you, God in sister, God in brother, we come and where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in their midst. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Teach your children to be reverent in the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Otherwise, they will call just trouble upon themselves. Not because of themselves, but because of you. The children got eaten by bears because they've heard their parents saying something bad about the prophet of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's very important. We have to keep these principles in mind.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See your brother differently now.
Amen.
From now on, the way you approach him. Because he is the place God has chosen to put his name.
Amen.
He is the place of worship. You are the place of worship for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Because you meet God at the God's altar which is in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
That's the altar where you offer your sacrifice today. So it's God's dwelling place. And if I see you now through those eyes, I think twice before I do anything.
Amen.
Listen to what the prophet says. It's very important that we know these things.
Amen.
It will keep us away from many troubles.
Amen.
He says, I could stand with how I could stand with testimony for hour after hour of what I've seen in my lifetime, what I've seen in other countries and other parts of the nation, and so forth, the thing that's taken place. But to omit that, just so that you'll get an idea of what I'm trying to say to you, you must expect it. I've seen young people, he's insisting on young people. I've seen young people sit in the meeting and snicker and laugh in the meeting. And less than 24 hours be crushed into the streets.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. These are very serious quotes.
That's right.
Amen.
These are very serious quotes.
Amen.
And less than 24 hours be crushed into the streets. I've seen young people sit in a meeting in 1 year when I was in a place, and next, maybe within 6 months, go back to the same place, and practically every one of them was gone.
Wow, man.
Amen. Or laying stricken somewhere with disease.
Yes, sir.
And things, that's right. You have to respect it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to respect it. My brother, as I said it, I would prefer to leave my children in the house, lock them in, then miss one service. But bring them here and get cursed in the church because they were not reverent to the things of God. Because they were not reverent to the order of the church.
Amen.
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Amen.
We have to teach our children to be reverent in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We have to teach our children to respect the deacons.
Amen.
Amen. We have to teach our children to respect the song leaders,
Amen.
Sunday school teachers,
Amen.
The pastor, and everyone.
Amen.
Very important. Though this is not a playing room. Amen.
Amen.
This is not a playground. This is the place where we have consecrated to meet God.
Amen.
So God comes down to meet us here.
Amen.
Teach your children not to mess up in the house.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not to run around, not to eat in here.
Amen.
Not to do anything else. We understand when they are still growing up, when they are still little ones, we understand. But when they start to understand things, we shouldn't allow them to do anything.
Amen.
In this house, we shouldn't allow bringing any kind of books and reading while they are here. Mark of respect.
Amen.
Mark of reverence in the house of the Lord. The prophet, it's not me, it's the prophet. He says, I have seen in less than 24 hours young children being crushed because they have seated in a meeting irreverently.
Yes, sir.
Doing something else while they are preaching the word here.
Amen.
Being deliberately disrespectful to the men of God.
Amen.
Deliberately disrespectful to the deacons.
Amen.
My brother, be careful.
Amen.
It's very important for us now.
Amen.
We have to teach our children because God doesn't play. His place of worship, he doesn't play about it.
Amen.
He will not pardon you. He won't forgive you. He will strike. Amen.
That's right.
And when he strikes, it's dangerous.
Amen.
It may even seal your eternal destiny.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Very important principles. We have to keep it in mind. The prophet now, we are going to see what happened in his own life. Amen.
Amen.
Some examples, practical examples of people who failed to discern that this man is a prophet of God. That this man carries the message, the salvation of the humanity for this age is in him in the form of the message. Amen.
Amen.
God, the blood that was prepared as to be spread in this age, was bringing it as a message. But people failed to see it. They saw just a little bit. They just saw a little grammar. Some people were calling him names. But many people got in big trouble because of that. The prophet says, he gives an example there. I was standing right there. It's in the same sermon. Respect. I was standing right there in the corner preaching some years ago as a boy preacher, and there was a woman came by. She was a Catholic. She said to me while I was preaching, she said, I wouldn't let my pet cow have the religion that William Branham has. Amen. I believe, you know, I know youngster the way I've been a young. Sometimes it's just by negligence. You don't really mean that, but you just want to please people. Amen.
Yes,
you just want to be funny. You just want to be seen as someone.
That's
maybe
right.
There are girls around and or there are boys around. You want to be seen as someone who can say something. You say, oh, this man, I won't even allow my pet cow to have this kind of religion. It was fun, but she didn't know what she touched.
Right.
You could play around any time with that William Branham, but when it comes to the gift, you couldn't go, you couldn't approach it anyhow. She just came. It would be even better for us to keep, for her to keep quiet and says, okay, I don't know what he's talking about. This man, I think he has lost his mind, but let me just go. It would have been better for her. But she spoke. And the prophet says, how could I... The prophet says, and the next night, before I could get to her, she was dying in the hospital. And don't know yet what killed her. She was dying out there in the hospital. And her husband came and said to me, come and pray for my wife. Well, I said, I will go. And I got in the car and left the meeting and started to the hospital. And I ran up to the steps. I met the nurse. And she said, she's already dead. And he said, come say a prayer for her now, the husband said. I said, she's dead. He said, say a prayer anyhow. I said, it won't do any good now. And the nurse said to me, Billy, she died in such an agony until she screamed out your name as loud as she could and said, tell him to forgive me. Amen. But it was too late. She was shouting till the freckles stood out on her face like words. And those big eyes had set way out and her eyelids had half closed over them. And she died in such an agony. Why? Not because she disrespected me, but she disrespected the gospel that I was preaching.
Amen.
Amen. And God was working signs and wonders. Amen.
Amen.
The man of God was there trying to win souls. He was in his place of duty. He was fulfilling his commission. But that girl, irreverently, she just came and started mocking him. She didn't know that she had gone a step too far. And it was too late. Amen.
Amen.
Be careful, my brothers. We are dealing with thrones of God. You are the thrones of the living God.
Amen.
And we have to deal with respect in regard to each other. The prophet gives another case. Some time ago in New Albany, while I was standing there talking to a sinner, leading him to Christ, a big old rough-handed man in a garage, a man was a friend of mine. His son-in-law ran the garage next door. I was standing there preaching. He said, "Mr. Brandon, my mother had that kind of religion, that heartfelt religion, and the tears was running down his cheeks." I said, "How long has she been gone?" He said, "Years. She was always prayed for me." I said, "The God that heard her prayer is trying to answer them right now for her."
Amen.
Amen. God was Amen. In the process of saving a soul. God was in the process of bringing a soul in the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
It was a very, very critical moment. That's why when the prophet, there was a moment when he was saying, "I want everybody to be ready right now.
Sure.
I don't want people moving around. Parents, keep your children. Because God is at work." Moments like those ones, don't come, my brother, to disturb the atmosphere.
Sure.
You'll get hit.
Man.
God doesn't play.
Amen.
Because a soul's future is at stake at that moment.
Mm.
God is saving a soul. There's a big fight between hell and heaven.
Man.
Hell wants to keep the soul, and the heaven wants to get the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Don't come and play around those moments. And you don't know when those moments happen. That's why just be reverent.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the prophet said, "And the God that heard the prayer is trying to answer them right now for her." And this man walked in there. Another man came. He said, "Hello." He was drunk. Said, "Hey, Billy, listen." Said, "Anytime you want to come over to my garage, you come, but don't bring that whole old holy roller religion of yours over there." God was doing something very important in the spiritual realm. This man just broke in. "Don't bring your religion." Out of nowhere, there was no even point of saying that. He could just come and say, "Hello, preacher," and go. But some people are just not reverent. There was someone crying. He could see that something serious is going on here. That just came drunk. "Hey, man, don't bring your holy roller religion in my yard." I turned and looked at him. I said, "Anywhere Christ is not welcome, I'm not."
Amen.
And so he turned around and said, "Oh, get next to yourself, boy." And I just heard in my heart a voice say, "You reap what you sow." It would be better for you that a millstone was hung at your neck and drowned into the depth of the sea. The scripture we read. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because he provoked the angel of the Lord in the prophet. God said, God never forgets his promises of blessing and of curses.
Amen.
Amen. If he promises to bless you, he will bless you if you meet the requirement. He promises to curse you, if you meet the requirement, he will curse you. He said, "Don't provoke my angel, because my name is in him." That man came and provoked the angel. And the prophet quotes that scripture in Matthew 6. It would be better for you that they hang a millstone around your neck. And his own son-in-law, that very same afternoon, ran over him with a 2-ton Chevrolet truck loaded down and mashed him down in the ground. Amen. Amen. You see how dangerous. Because sometimes we say the God of the Old Testament is not the same God anymore. In the Old Testament, he was killing people straight away. Today, you may not die straight away. but you may have a disease that will never leave you
your
life.
Yes.
You may see trouble getting into your house.
Yes.
Your husband leaving you. Your wife leaving you. Your children rebelling against you. Why? Because you didn't discern the word of God. Amen. Because you didn't respect the place where the Lord has put his
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, see, you've got to respect God.
Mm.
God demands respect.
Mm.
He demands it. Amen.
Amen.
So, we see that it's very important for us to understand these principles.
Mm.
But the other side of the thing, because someone can stand and say, oof, I'm powerful now. Mm. You know, if someone just play around, I have the tone of God in me. No. God has put his name in me. You try, curse. God will honor you. Because God is faithful to his word, he will honor you. But God did, he give you that power just to curse. Amen. Because in God is life. Amen. When you become that dwelling place of the living God, you have in you the two thrones, judgment throne and the mercy seat. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Moses, when they made fun of him, he said, no, God, don't do that. Please, the aspect, the attribute of Christ in him as an intercessor came, kicked in, and he pleaded for his sister. When God wanted to destroy the whole nation, he went into the bridge. He said, no, or you kill me, or you blot my name out of your book, or you keep these people. Because God has called you as a high priest. As a high priest, when you become the living place of God, you offer sacrifices for the sin of the people.
Amen.
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 We are not called to curse. Amen.
Amen.
Forgive me if I was too harsh. But I just wanted to let you see
Amen.
The danger of not being respectful.
Amen.
Amen.
Things that might happen to you, but we are called as messengers of grace.
Amen.
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 We are called to bring grace with us.
Amen.
So you have now to look, because Jesus, our Lord, when he was cursed, he didn't curse. Amen.
He blessed.
Amen. We are intercessors. When you become that dwelling place of the living
Amen.
God, you have the power of forgiveness in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus says, let's read it. That's what Jesus said in John 20, 23, 22 to 23. And when he said, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained.
Amen.
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 You are now that mercy seat for the world. You are that, you have the power of forgiveness in you. You are not
Amen.
There only to curse the world. You are there to intercede
Amen.
For the world. You are there to intercede for your brother. You are there for intercede for your sister. Whatever they do against you, the mercy seat will plead in them, in you, in their favor. Amen.
Amen.
So there's a responsibility in becoming
Hallelujah.
The dwelling place of the living God.
Hallelujah.
You have to bear in you that responsibility that I'm a high priest now. And as a high priest, my duty is to carry the burden of the people.
Amen.
Amen. My duty is not to curse, but my duty is to, you know, spread
Amen.
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 Amen. The judgment part is up to God. If someone messes with God, but if it depends on you, because when God decides, God has decided. But if it depends on you, there was a time, I've given an example of the boys who were playing in church, they were dead. There was another time, a couple of boys, they were there at the back, kissing and doing bad things in church while the prophet was preaching. But God knew that that he has placed the mercy seat in this man.
Amen.
And I'm going to test you now to see if you are going to use the throne of judgment or the mercy seat.
Amen.
Say anything and it will happen. Amen.
Amen.
You have that power in you now. If you say dead, they are dead. If you say blind, they are blind. If you say whatever. And
Amen.
You know, God didn't say, if you say they are forgiven, they are forgiven.
Amen.
God didn't say that.
Amen.
You are showing him one aspect of the thing. Because they are playing against, they are joking about why where I placed my name. So curse them now. They will die straight away. But the prophet, being led by the Spirit of Christ in him, he said, I forgive you.
Amen.
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 I forgive you. Why? Because as a priest, you have the mercy seat. And that mercy seat becoming the dwelling place of God for you and me. As long as it depends on you and me, we have to bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as it depends on you and me, we
Amen.
Have to forgive. Whoever sin you forgive, it will be forgiven.
Amen.
The power of forgiving sin, God has given it to you and me.
Amen.
If someone offends you, you have the power to forgive.
Amen.
But if you decide not to forgive, the sin will be returned. Amen.
Mm.
You have that power. But it's up to you to know how to use it.
Mm.
Because we are called to bring people to salvation.
Yes.
We are called to win souls into Christ. We are not called to curse the world. Amen. That's why we need to be very careful the way we approach to each other.
Amen.
We need to be very careful to understand. When I see God in you, when I see God in my brother, in my sister, I won't treat him the same way
Amen.
As I was treating him before. I will approach him in a different way because he is the dwelling place of the living God. Even if he's a little boy, a little girl, I will respect him, her, because of the living God in him.
Amen.
So from the moment, my brother, someone received the Holy Ghost, you have to know that God has put his name in
him. Hallelujah.
And God's name being in him, there's a promise. There's something that God said about the place he places his name. Don't offend him.
Amen.
Don't play with it because God will not forgive you.
Amen.
But as messengers of grace, we are going today, as we are going to pray, to use that mercy seat in us.
Amen.
That power of forgiveness.
Amen.
That power of intercession that God
Amen.
Has given us.
Hallelujah.
We are going to intercede now for our brethren.
Amen.
We are going to pray for our sister Pauline. Who is stuck there in the hospital. We know that God wants her recovered quickly because she is herself. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray for the church. We are going to pray for any program that we have, any plan that we have.
Amen.
We have Sister Rachel getting married next month.
Amen.
So we are going to commit it into God's hands. You know, the devil is just trying to play. You see these things happening with the Ryanair, the planes, and everything. We are going to commit it into God's hands.
Amen.
Because the devil is never happy with someone honoring God.
Right.
So we are going to commit these things in God's hand.
Amen.
And anyone who has any request, let's stand as we
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh, you're out of whack, you're out of whack. I'm gonna take the bonus to the guy on the road. Oh, but you're out of whack, you're out of whack. Oh,
Now we are going to pray for our sister in the hospital. We are going to commit Sunday service into God's hands. But as it comes to preach, let the whole service be a blessing. And asking God that someone might find answer to his calling. Let that service be a real blessing to all of us. We are going to commit Sister Rachel's wedding in God's hand. Everything, our journeys back, out and in, let God be with us. We commit the airplanes, the program, the preparation, everything that God puts his hand and so that it will be a real blessing and a joyful moment for our sister. If anyone has another request, you can say it, you can pray. Brother Joel will be doing some research in a field somewhere in the countryside. Going to pray for Brother Mike's child, Nathaniel, is in operation.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Father, we are grateful for God, Lord, even this message of respect. But Lord, Father, yes, we can train up our children how to behave in this place, and they can do exactly that, Lord. We can train up, Lord, Father, oh God, Lord, Savior, brethren, to respect the various offices and to respect, Lord, one another, Lord, for Christ dwells amidst, Lord, Father, each and every one of us, oh God. But the greatest thing, Lord, that we see, Father, you said, Lord, we're coming to this house not discerning your body. Lord, we're coming here with sin. We're coming here, Father, with unconfessed hearts. Lord, we come unclean, Lord. Father, into the presence of God. We come in this place, Lord. Father, not reverencing, Lord, that we're going into the presence of the Most High God. Lord, Father, if we realize, or if we had a revelation of respect toward God, Lord, we would not even enter into this house unclean, Lord Savior. Father, help us, oh God. Lord, that we don't pick up, Lord, Father, these, Father, demonic viruses and bring them into the church. For Lord, I believe, Lord Savior, like the prophet said, then days of Ananias and Sapphira will come back again, where, Lord Savior, people will drop dead in the church. Because, Lord Savior, Father, we think, Lord Savior, that, Lord, Father, those things that, Lord, Father, my brother Eli or whoever cannot see, oh, Father, not minding, Lord Savior, that the great I am who dwelleth, Lord Savior, in eternity, Lord Savior, seeth all, Father, our conditions and our sins, oh God. Help us, Lord, that we cleanse our ways, Lord Savior, that we do like our brother Solomon said, Lord, keep our foot when we enter into the house of God, Lord Father, and be more, Lord Savior, ready, Lord Savior, to hear than to offer a sacrifice of fools, oh God. Give us grace and give us that reverence, oh God. For Lord, if we have that reverence and respect, Lord Savior, then can the Spirit of God condescend, Lord Savior. Lord, and I believe mighty exploits will happen, oh God. But Lord, like our brother said, oh God, that pulpit, Lord, can Lord Savior, Father, come in both ways, grace or judgment, Lord. Lord, I desire to meet it, Lord Savior, in grace, Lord Savior God. Lord, I desire that you not mock, Lord, not our iniquities, Lord Savior, but look upon us with love, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord, who's ministered tonight. Lord, Father, that, Lord, that is ministered will not return to thee void. Bless, Lord, Savior, the request, Lord. Sister Rachel, Lord, Savior. Father, we're not minding about, Lord, Savior, Ryan, Ed. Father, we, Lord, know that all is well, for we prayed and we agreed together tonight. Lord, Father, we pray for Sister Pauline. Lord, we believe all is well. Father, the sister is, Lord, in good health, Lord, even upon this time. We pray for our brother Joe. Lord, he's taken, Lord, Savior, the respects and reverence to commit his ways unto thee. Lord, bless him in that field work. Lord, brother Mike as well. Lord, he's lifted up his son before thee. Prosper, Lord, Savior, that operation we pray. And bless, Lord, Savior, sister, Lord, Father Lydia, a request for our aunt, Lord, Savior, undertake, Lord, Savior. And let it be, Lord, Savior, Lord, Father, that though she be at a deathbed, Lord, Father, there be that change, Lord, Savior. Lord, it would be, Lord, Savior, like, Lord, the thief on the cross, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, when he thought, Lord, Savior, there's no more opportunity, there's no more chance,
But you, Lord Savior, met him at the time of death, Lord Savior. Lord, and you said to him, Lord, today you will be with me in paradise, Lord Savior God. We pray for all situations, Lord. And help us, Lord Savior, that we, Lord Savior, really ponder even upon these issues of respect, Lord Savior. For they bring such fear amidst our lives, Lord Savior God. And we don't want to mock. Oh, Father, your grace, we just desire, oh God, to be reverent and respectful, Father, oh God, to your ordinances, oh God. Bless us as we part with us, give us journey mercies, we pray. Bless the order for tomorrow, color whatever, Lord Savior, you be glorified amidst all that we do. We bless your name in Jesus' wondrous name. Amen.
Amen.
This is